Hello and welcome to the Live and Teach Guitar Podcast, Episode 11. This is a podcast for guitar teachers wanting to start or grow their guitar teaching business. Back in Episode 4, I discussed why you should consider using social media as a way to promote your guitar teaching business. I talked about how you can use it to potentially reach more students and how it can impact your brand image and your reputation. Now, since that episode, there have been quite a few changes over at Facebook that's worth talking about. Unfortunately, the changes aren't good for guitar teachers, so if you're currently using Facebook as a way to promote your guitar lessons, this episode's for you. The main change Facebook has made is that they've decreased what's called the organic reach from a page. What that means is that when you post something to your page, not every one of your page followers will actually see it. In fact, only a small percentage of people will see it. The latest figure I've seen is that organic reach is around 6%. This means that roughly only 6% of your page's followers will see any of your posts. So if you have 100 followers on your page, you can only expect around 6 people to actually see your posts. Obviously, that's not good news. The idea that you can't even reach the people who like your page is pretty frustrating. If you're wondering why this has happened, the answer is pretty simple. Facebook wants you to pay for ads to reach your followers. When you write a post, you will see a little promote button asking you if you want to spend X amount to reach so many people. In the past, when you posted on your page, you didn't really need this type of ad because you knew that pretty much everyone would see it. Now, to get the same results, you have to pay for it. Now, it's easy to say that Facebook are evil for doing this, but the way I think about it is that we had a free lunch for a very long time. Try calling up your local newspaper and ask them to give you a year's worth of free advertising. You can pretty much expect what they're going to say. And that's essentially what every business had on Facebook. Basically free advertising. Yes, it's really frustrating that that free ride is over now, but instead of complaining, let's look at what we can do going forward. Before I start talking about alternative strategies, I'll mention one little trick you can use to try and increase your page's reach. If a follower goes to your page on Facebook and clicks the down arrow next to your like button, they'll see an option labeled Get Notifications. If that follower clicks that option, your post will show up in their newsfeed. Almost none of your followers will know about this option, and pretty much none of them will know about page reach in general. So simply telling your followers to go and click that Get Notifications option might help you increase your reach. If you are posting interesting content on your page, then some of your followers will be more than happy to go to your page and click that option to make sure that your posts show up in their newsfeed. I recommend taking a screenshot of your Facebook page and using that in your post so your followers know exactly what to look for. Mention that if they want to continue to see your posts, all they need to do is click that option. Give it a go, but don't expect everybody to take action. Okay, now let's look at what we need to do from now on to succeed with Facebook. First, I want to mention that unless you have experience with spending money on advertising and tracking results, I don't recommend spending money on Facebook ads. Unless you really know how to check your return on your advertising investment, spending money on ads is a bad idea. That's why there are two detailed guides on the Live and Teach Guitar website just for Facebook ads, because it's very easy to get ads wrong. So check out the guides BMK 14 and 15 if you want to look into Facebook ads. To be more specific, I don't recommend creating ads to buy likes. Facebook allows you to create ads that will do different things. You can create an ad that directs to your website, you can create an ad that increases the post's reach, or you can create an ad that collects likes for your page. The reason I don't recommend creating ads to get likes is that even after you spend the money to get those likes are now worth very little to you thanks to this low organic reach. So let's say you spend money and gain 500 likes. How many of those people will see your posts? At the moment, with about 6% organic reach, you can only expect around 30 of those people to see your posts. So the money spent to collect those 500 likes is wasted on about 470 of those people. Unless, of course, you spend more money to promote each post. That's really good for Facebook's revenue, but not for you. So as a general rule, unless you know what you're doing, don't buy likes. But if you do feel comfortable spending money on advertising, the only ad I do recommend is ads that direct to your website. The reason is that you have full control over your website. So once somebody clicks the ad to your website, you have a much greater chance to convert that person into a student, or you could collect their email address to go to your email newsletter list. 500 people in your email list is worth far more than 500 Facebook page likes. It's just something to think about for now. Okay, so let's move away from giving money to Facebook and look at an alternative way you can still use Facebook to promote your lessons without having to deal with low organic reach or paying through ads. When done right, this strategy can greatly improve your reach and it can actually give you an advantage in your local area. The idea is to create a Facebook group called Guitar Students in Your Area, then invite your students and page followers to join that group. Now, groups and pages are two different things, and both have been around for a very long time. In the past, having a page was more effective than having a group, but now because of these recent changes, that's no longer the case for guitar teachers. For other small businesses, pages are still useful, but for guitar teachers, groups have more opportunity. The reason why groups are a great opportunity for guitar teachers is because it gives you the opportunity to create a community among people learning guitar in your area. Setting up the group is more work because you need to convince people to join it, but once you get it up and running, it puts you at a clear advantage over your local competitors because you'll have the freedom to contact members in the group at any time and they won't. You'll be able to interact with people wanting to learn guitar, and you can even offer your services where appropriate, where your competitors won't be able to because they won't be part of that group. Hopefully I've explained this well enough to emphasize the potential here. The great advantage to groups now is that the reach is far higher than pages. By default, whenever a member posts anything to your group, all members are notified. In other words, that's basically 100% reach instead of 6 or less. If you're part of an active group on Facebook, you've probably noticed how often the group appears in your newsfeed anytime somebody in the group posts something. That's because groups encourage activity more than pages. So by having a group, your followers will be more likely to get involved and they'll be more likely to become actual students with you. There's a comprehensive guide explaining this strategy available for Live and Teach Guitar members. So if you're a member, check out the guide BMK20 for full details. Right now, I'll give you a brief overview of the strategy so you can decide if it's right for you or not. The first step is to set up the group. Avoid using any brand name such as your studio name. You want it to be general and apply only to people in your area. That's why I recommend setting it up as Guitar Students in Your Area. That way, only people who have an interest in guitar in your area will be interested in the group. Once you set it up, start by asking your current students to join if they already use Facebook. Tell them that the group is a way for them to ask you questions outside of lessons and to talk to other students. Remember, the focus is to build a community, so encourage your students to ask for help and to help out other people. Next, if you currently have a Facebook page for your guitar teaching business, create a post to promote the group. This is the one time where I would recommend spending money on advertising to promote that post, because you essentially want to move all your relevant page followers to the group. While you're doing this, I recommend joining other popular Facebook groups so you can see how an effective group runs. Learn from other groups as much as you can and apply their best practices to your group. Next, add links to your website to encourage people to join your group. Mention that the group isn't just for your current students. Instead, it's a way for anybody to come in and learn and share ideas. After a few people join your group, you want to encourage them to use it whenever they need help with anything. Once you get the ball rolling, it's pretty simple to keep it going. Just make sure that you reply to every person who posts to the group asking for help. Give them really useful advice. Don't try to push them to sign up as a student, just help them out. The purpose here is to build up trust with these people, so if they do decide on their own that they want to take up lessons, they're going to go to you automatically. The good thing is that once other group members start to notice that you actually answer every question with a helpful response, they'll be more willing to get involved and ask questions too. It's a great way to showcase your teaching skills as well as help other students out. Turn that group into a resource you wish you had when you were learning guitar. Don't try to broadcast promotional messages such as sign up for lessons now and get 10% off, as it should be clear by now that those type of messages don't work on social media. Instead, be genuinely helpful without expecting anything in return. That person you help out may not become your student, but somebody will notice and will contact you in the future for lessons. Another nice feature available only to groups is that you can message any member. That's something you can't do with pages. So let's say a member mentions that they want to take up lessons. With a group, you can easily message that member and privately talk about what times you're available, contact details, or anything else you don't want to be publicly shown. It's a very useful feature and something that was missing in pages. So if you do get a group started, you're going to find this really useful. Okay, so that gives you a basic outline of what you need to do to set up a group and why it's worth considering. Hopefully this episode has cleared up what is happening over at Facebook and what options you have going forward. Yes, you could leave Facebook altogether and try a different platform, but it's still possible to use Facebook effectively without having to cough up a lot of money on ads. Give the tips in this episode a go, and if you're a Live and Teach Guitar member, check out the guide BMK20 for a step-by-step guide on setting up and using Facebook groups. I've provided links to useful resources at liveteachguitar.com/podcast/episode-11, so check that out for more information. Hopefully this episode has given you something else you can try with your marketing efforts. And if you have any questions on this topic, use the contact form on that webpage and I'll help you out. Good luck, and I'll talk to you next time.